With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. A record number of grizzly bears were killed this year in and around Glacier National Park. It's the second year in a row for record deaths for the threatened species in the area, which is home to more grizzlies than anywhere in the lower 48 states. But there's disagreement over whether 2 years of record bear deaths should raise alarm bells. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton explains.
Independent researchers and conservationists like Mike Bader say the expanding grizzly population in and around the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem is driving bears into high-risk human-populated areas.
And so there's a lot of things that are putting pressure on bears, you know, a lot more recreation, mountain biking, I mean, on and on. And
Bader argues that the grizzly population here at least needs to double before removing them from the endangered species list. 94 bears have died since 2018, making the last 2 years record-breaking. That number hasn't reached 34 in a single year in over a decade. Bader says that's concerning.
Because you have to be worried that it could become the new normal, unless it's curbed. And if it becomes the new normal, we're going in reverse.
Many of the recent deaths are bears getting hit by cars and trains or being euthanized after killing livestock. Another 8 have been moved to other ecosystems or sent to zoos by wildlife managers. But rancher Kristen Kipp, who lives on the Blackfeet Reservation, says there are still more than enough bears.
The population of the grizzlies here in this area, they are definitely recovered. The numbers will say that.
State and federal wildlife agencies estimate there are nearly 1,050 grizzlies in the NCDE, 36% more than 2004. Kipp says bears are moving out of the Rocky Mountains onto the eastern plains where she lives.
My almost 4-year-old, when she was a baby, the sound of her crying brought in a grizzly 10 feet from my house.
It's not just human safety that's an issue. Ranchers like Kipp point to bears killing more and more livestock as another reason for removing the population from the endangered species list. Montana U.S. Congressman Greg Gianforte agrees. He says delisting would allow state wildlife officials to more aggressively manage grizzlies. As part of that push, Gianforte brought U.S. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt out to Montana in October.
We did see a bear on the way back, too. A sow and a cub, 2 miles out of town.
He wanted Bernhardt to hear firsthand from locals calling for the bears to be delisted. Bernhardt said that management practices should be changed regardless of grizzlies' endangered species status.
We have some immediate challenges that we need to think about that are different today than they were even just a few years ago, and our thinking probably needs to reflect that.
The Interior Department's efforts to remove Yellowstone grizzlies from the endangered species list have been tied up in federal court since 2017. Bernhardt said efforts to delist NCDE bears are still moving forward, despite the litigation. Some bear biologists outside the federal government say there still aren't enough bears to delist now. State management, they worry, would lead to more bears being killed, including trophy hunts. They point to the spike in grizzly mortalities over the past 2 years as another reason not to delist grizzlies in the NCDE. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks bear biologist Cecily Costello says the deaths are a sign that younger grizzlies are seeking out habitat in more populated areas in order to avoid older grizzlies with established home ranges in the core of the ecosystem.
The population itself is increasing over time, and if you look at mortality as a proportion of that population, you would expect it to increase.
She contends that delisting wouldn't increase grizzly mortalities, human-caused or otherwise.
The job, regardless of their status, is always trying to reduce conflict, minimize human-caused mortality, so that it's not adversely affecting their population.
And Costello isn't ready to call the spike in grizzly deaths a trend after 2 years. But even if it is, she says those numbers are sustainable. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.